Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday night open call for the month of September. It is September 14th, 2021. And I want to welcome everybody to the call. You know, Jesse, I didn't get a reminder today in the email.
That was strange.
Now that I think about it.
I haven't looked. So Gary's supposed to set all that up, so.
Yeah. But I think about it. I didn't get a reminder. And at the moment, we only have you and Terry and myself.
Well, it's only 8 o'clock in some 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, this is true, but normally we've got a couple, three more people on. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. But anyway, we are here for the webinar or the open call for the month of September. You know, right now we're just doing one call a month because there's been less activity. You know, we're waiting for the bomb to drop and things to blow up, but so far that has not happened. There's a lot of other things blowing up, needless to say. I'm sure you heard the latest stuff that came out about Woodward's book on Millie.
No, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, wait till you hear that.
Right, what's up?
General Milley. What, Terry?
No, I haven't heard. I told you, I've been too busy. Terry,
yeah,
how are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I know. Terry, I thought Terry was saying something.
That traitorous SOB needs to be executed. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. Millie, behind Trump's back, was talking to the Chinese. They have transcripts of two phone calls where he was talking to the Chinese, and he was telling them he wouldn't let the military do anything to take any actions against China.
And further,
what?
He committed to give them the heads up on any actions that were going to be taken.
Yep.
Isn't that treason? Why isn't that all over the news?
Yes, it is treason. It absolutely most... It is treason. And like Terry said, he should be executed.
Well, what's going on?
This just came out this afternoon.
Oh, my God. Have they arrested him?
Not yet.
Are you...
I gotta tell Danny on that one.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's all over. War Room was all over this afternoon. Oh man. And there's going to be a lot more tomorrow. But yeah.
Jesus
there's
Christ,
this...
man! What the hell's going on in this world? Shit.
Well, he's part of the coup. He is a participant in the coup.
And one that Obama wanted
the coup against Trump.
Yeah.
Yes. And the United States. He's a globalist.
He needs to be shot, man. I mean, he needs to be shot.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For treason. He needs to be tried and executed for treason.
Jesus. You got to be kidding me.
Well, but, you know, we've known things are getting bad. Well, you know.
What's the guy's name again?
That's General Milley, Joint Chief of Staff.
Oh. Wow.
Now, remember the guy, Patrick, what's his name, Dave?
How do you spell it? Milley?
Patrick Byrne. M-I-L-L-E-Y,
yeah.
I think it is. Patrick
Byrne. Patrick Byrne had called him out and declared him as a traitor and working with the Chinese. But no one wanted to hear it from him.
Jesus.
And by the way, we are getting nobody else coming in on the call. It's just the three of us. I think that's because there was a reminder didn't go out, I'm going to guess.
Could be. I didn't get one.
I didn't
get one either. the shit?
I think Gary forgot. Somehow something slipped through the cracks.
Shit happens. But we did on my
call.
So
no, who's on this call?
You, Terry, you and me.
All three. Okay. So, no, listen, keep this quiet. I had to let Gary go over a month ago. So he said he was going to set all this up, which he has for the webinars and all the other crap. But I have to check the email. So Gary hasn't been with us in over a month.
Oh.
So, yeah. Yep. No big deal.
The only thing
constant is change.
I say the only thing constant is change.
That's it. Nothing more.
There's one more example. Yeah.
No, we had to let them go. Listen, at the end of the day, you know, sales-wise, we're way down. And I've been paying Gary for 11 years. You know, he's not getting rich, but he surely wasn't poor. And I told him, I said, Gary, I can't keep afford it. I mean, we just can't afford to keep paying you, you know. And I said, I don't want to cut you down. I don't want to do anything. So you just have to find something else. And he says, well, I'll set everything up before I leave for you anyway. And we, you know, it's not me. It's not like he's mad. He can just do the way it's just the way it is. Everybody's fine.
Yeah.
Right. Excuse my French, Gary.
Yeah, it's
and
just
so,
circumstances.
And, yeah. You know.
Well, evidently that didn't get set up. Because nothing went out today. But.
Well, I did remind everybody on my call last week that there was a call tonight.
Yeah. Right. But I think a lot of people depend on the emails.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
like
we haven't
say,
been getting a lot of calls anyway, but, you
yeah.
know.
But it's still just us, so I'm going to guess that's probably where we're going to end up.
Let me check. I don't have any emails asking if there's a call tonight. So.
I know I didn't get any because I went through my
emails. I didn't either.
No, I know I didn't get that, but I was looking. Sometimes people who are not a member of the website, but they have questions they want to ask, they'll send me emails and ask, is there a call tonight, you know? And then I tell them, yeah. But there's no email.
Interesting.
Well, looks like we're having a little conference of our own tonight. But, this stuff about Millie.
Right.
Oh, boy.
I was so pissed when I saw that. I won't even repeat what came out of my mouth.
I can't imagine what Colonel Scheller is thinking right now. That resigned because nobody was stepping up and putting their stars on the table. Nobody taking any responsibility for anything. You know, it's become painfully obvious to anybody that's really thinking, you know, and I'm getting more people, I'm hearing more people out there in the blogs and stuff and in the programs starting to say this finally. I've been thinking this for a long time, a very long time, that what's happening with the whole thing with Biden, that is, none of this is incompetence.
Oh, no.
It's all deliberate. Everything that's been happening since he took office has been deliberate. All the stuff in Afghanistan was deliberate. Everything was deliberate.
Yeah. And, Dave, you have to look at things now and you realize why Obama purged so many upper echelon military who refused to take their oath to him. Well, any that were left are deep state globalists and traitors to this country. If they were left after he purged, they agreed to, you know, commit treason.
I don't see much on here, though.
Yeah.
Huh?
Merely charged with treason.
Should be, yeah. Should be. Absolutely. He committed treason.
on a large scale.
Trump calls allies to demand Mark Milley be arrested for treason in the afternoon hours Tuesday.
It just came out this afternoon.
It says Biden, Harris, Milley charged with treason. I don't know if this is true or not.
No, I don't know if they've been charged. I don't think, I doubt if that's been.
Well, in the first place, okay, you guys, in the first place, no charges on that level can be levied except by the military. Okay, so that's going to have to be upper echelon military tribunal land, all right? We're talking military tribunal, Gitmo, all that shit. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the DOJ does not have jurisdiction over them. No federal government entity has jurisdiction over them, only military tribunal. So anything that happens as a result of that has to come from that corner. Now, the federal government and other departments, if, and this is a huge if they were not corrupt to the core, they could demand, they could make demands, they could make recommendations, the DOJ could make his demands, but they have no power, no authority over that. And if you think that, you know, the current DOJ or Attorney General, that dingbat, what's his name, and Blinken would ever do anything about this, don't hold your breath, because they're part of it too.
Yeah, Gateway Pundits got this up. President Trump joined Newsmax via telephone on Tuesday to respond to a report claiming Milley called China behind his back. According to a new book, Peril, written by Bob Woodward, Mark Milley, the Joint Chiefs chairman, told China in a secret phone call that he would give advance warning if the U.S. was ever going to attack. In a pair of secret phone calls, October 20th and January 8th, General Mark A. Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, assured his Chinese counterpart, General Lee, whatever, of the PLA, that the U.S. would not strike, according to the new book written by Washington Post Associated Editor Bob Woodward and National Political Editor Robert Costa. On January 8th, 21, the same day Milley reportedly spoke to China in a secret phone call, CNN ran a story claiming Pelosi had gotten assurances from Milley there are safeguards in place in the event President Trump wants to launch a nuclear weapon. Trump reacted to this news on Tuesday and said, if it's true, it's treason. So first of all, if it is actually true, which is hard to believe, that he would have called China and done these things and was willing to advise them of an attack or advance of an attack, that's treason, Trump said. Number two, it's totally ridiculous for him to say that I would even think about attacking China. I think he's just trying to get out of his incompetent withdrawal out of Afghanistan. They killed our soldiers and we left $85 billion worth of equipment. Trump added, for him to say that I was going to attack China is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, and everybody knows it. Trump wondered if there is a recording of Milley talking to China because he said Woodward is a sleaze. Okay.
That's true. Woodward's last book about Trump was complete sleaze.
But, there's a lot of quotes. MSNBC, I think they had on War Room, they had a substantial amount of what are supposedly direct quotes out of the phone call. So if that's the case, there should be a recording of it.
Then he better have backup to what he printed.
Mm-hmm.
Or Woodward's in a hell of a lot of, or Woodard is in a hell of a lot of trouble if he doesn't. And, the guy's written enough books. I think he's aware of that.
Yeah, do you think he's going to stick his neck out there, or is this the beginning of the blow up? Because this is big time.
Now, he only got away with the bullshit he said about Trump in his book, because it was supposedly, quote unquote, private conversation with no one else there. So it comes down to a he said, he said. And that's impossible. That's going nowhere in a court. We all know that. And so he got away with it, as do a lot of yellow journalists. But when he makes claims like this, where he claims to have, you know, evidence, he better be able to produce it.
Yeah.
And I kind of doubt,
well,
like you say, I kind of doubt he would go there if he can't. Because that's not a he said thing.
We still have just the three of us on here, so it would appear that obviously we're not going to have any participants. Wait a minute, somebody just joined us, 401. But, yeah, this is going to blow things up.
I don't know.
Really?
Depends if the media hides it. I haven't heard a thing. I'm just telling you.
Oh, they were all over it on War Room this afternoon.
I watched War Room every afternoon. I got about 10 emails from different sources about that when it broke.
Yeah.
And it was posted in the Telegram room. Dr. Will put it in there. Or was it? Yeah, it was Dr. Will. No, it was Israel put it in there. He was quick to be tough.
Well, I can imagine anybody being pissed to find out about this.
I'm serious. I mean, I've seen the guy as a real sleaze for a long time. You know, I know what he means. But that any joint chief of state, he wasn't just the joint chief of staff. He was the top guy. Okay, of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I forget the title you give that. And any time that's going to happen, that takes Benedict Arnold times 1,000.
Yeah, chairman of
the
Joint Chiefs.
Yeah, I just don't think that they'll do anything about it.
Well,
not the current administration, of course not.
And Terry, you know, you and I had a conversation just recently. And what was the comment I made that I think we're getting very close to the guns coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
If something isn't done about this.
Right. What did I say to that?
I said it is only a question.
Right. But I said it is at the time, and that was only just a few days ago, really.
That's within the last
Right. I said, the only question is, we agree 100%, it is absolutely inevitable and unavoidable, and it has been for a very long time. The only question is, what will be that final spark catalyst? That's
the
only question.
What will be the precipitating event? Exactly. Yep.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. If this isn't dealt with properly and quickly,
you know
then
what?
We've taken a big leap closer
to
that point. Yeah.
Here, another thing I saw today, which I don't believe I've ever seen this before. You both know who Ben Fulford is, right? And he's been, you know, posting for years and years. And, you know, he gets a lot of bullshit in there. He sees things from the Asian perspective because that's where he is, Japan. And I don't necessarily take everything he says to heart. But he has made some very, very excellent reports over the last 6 months or so. And he came out with one earlier today that came in my box. And I went to read it, and that was the first time I've never seen him or any of the others do what he did today. And his sign-off to his article was, it is time to bring out the guns.
Yeah.
That's
I've been saying it all along.
Yep.
Yep.
I put a post up the other day. A response to somebody, and I basically said, "We need to do a million man march instead of this time."
On 30 million man march.
You don't even need 30 million. A million, half a million people armed up there. You just take care of. You take over Washington. Maybe this is why they were gating Washington again. You know they're trying to say, "Hold on, Jeremy, interrupt me." You know they're trying to set up a fake attack on Washington again. Okay, they're fencing things up. They're calling this a right wing thing. I never saw anything about it. This protest, and they said there's going to be 500 people there. Well, how do you know all this? No. Like, where is it? Try to find it. You can't find anything on it.
Matt, here again on War Room. They've been all over it for weeks. Matt Brainerd, the numbers guy with the election, one of the numbers guys with the elections, they've organized this protest because of the all the political prisoners in the prison there in D.C. Yep. Yeah, it's scheduled for Saturday.
So they're trying to set them up
this is
for
bullshit.
Another January 6th fake bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. This is not for any prisoners.
Another false
flag. Not for anything. Another false flag operation. You got it. Freaking crazy, man.
Well,
crazy,
we're not,
crazy,
no
crazy
for it.
Well,
you know,
we're dealing with a coup. It's obvious there's been a coup, and they're trying to just absolutely destroy the country. That's the whole object, economically, militarily, and all other ways.
And the destruction.
We're right in the middle of it.
Which just, you know, my husband today, I told him, I flat told him, he seemed to be wavering on the idea of vaccination. I looked at him and I said, I'm
Are
not going to tell you
me?
What to do. But listen to me. I said, I'm not going to tell you what to do one way or the other, but I am going to tell you this. If you do it, do not come back through that front door, back door, side door, or any door of this house.
Good for you, Terry.
Yep.
And he looked at
go.
Me and he said, oh, now you're going to threaten me. I said, oh, no, I'm not threatening. I can't tell you what to do. If you're that big a moron, you go for it. But you will not shed that bullshit on me or our grandchildren or our daughter.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, today I saw a quick... It was a 60-second video of one of the right-wing or left-wing people coming up on a police officer. And the police officer said, hey, stay away from me. And the guy said, what do you mean? He says, I told you to stay 6 feet. I feel threatened by you. And the kid still couldn't figure it out. And he goes, I'm unvaccinated. The police officer said that. You're vaccinated. I don't want you near me. Now stay 6 feet away or I'm going to arrest you. So the cops told him basically go screw yourself, get the hell away from me. You know?
Yep.
That shit's funny. Yep. When I see that, I just laugh my ass off.
Except that
wow,
it's so
man.
Scary.
Wow.
You know? Is
crazy, man. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
We've got a couple people that have joined us on the call.
Good.
Good evening, callers. We're having a discussion amongst the moderators here, and we don't have much attendance tonight, but we are here.
And feel free to ask any questions,
yeah.
Or join the call. Just unmute both of them. If that's all that's here tonight, for some reason our reminder didn't go out, guys, so we apologize.
Yeah. You want me to just unmute them?
Yeah, see who it is and what they need. Why not?
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to do it. There we go. And both of the callers have been unmuted. Yeah, 401 and 404.
Okay, well, I'm 401 in Rhode Island, and I just thought I'd stop. I haven't been on for a while, so I figured I'd stop in.
Well, we've been having a discussion about all the current events. Yeah.
Yeah, I read what Terry just put out. I skimmed it right now. I've got to finish reading it tonight. But
about General Milley?
Yep. No,
he's talking about silent weapons. I highlighted it and put it out.
Okay.
And then I sent a really good, I sent a follow-up email out today with an episode of And We Know, and everyone needs to watch that. When you have wrapped your head around what's in the silent weapons doc, that is the plan. That was always the plan. Everything else that you're seeing happening, I don't care what it is, from the vaccines to the COVID hoax to Afghanistan, Millie today, all of it, those are just components, just like the rubber bands that we talk about all the time. Those are simply components of the plan. What's important is for you to understand that doc that I sent out yesterday.
I didn't get anything, Terry.
Yeah,
well,
I got it. Yeah, I did get it. What was it, like a 1975 article or something like that?
It was, no, it's not an article. It's a government document.
It was written. I'm saying the date, date on it was around 75 or something.
May 1979 is when they cooked it up.
Okay.
I'm gonna forward you both those things right now, Jesse.
Okay. I got the COVID one from you, David. For the ivermectin, which is great.
Ivermectin, yeah.
Yeah.
Dave, did you get that email sent you today on how to file a private criminal complaint?
Yes, I haven't had a chance to read it. I was doing other stuff, and I haven't listened or watched And We Know. I was going over some other stuff. But, I haven't gotten to that. But I read the document you sent out yesterday.
Right, and there is, in that one that I sent out, how to file a private criminal complaint the proper way, there is a template for a actual lawsuit criminal complaint and the complaint with law enforcement. And I would share that out because I trust the source, but I just wanted your opinion on it before I do it.
Okay. I'll take a look at it. But,
This is insane. I want to puke, man.
Yeah, things are starting to move real fast here now. Starting to move real fast. Well, anybody tries to poke me with something, they're going to be dead or I'm going to be dead because of the...
Yeah, that's kind of the way I look at it, yeah. Yep, same way.
Yeah, absolutely,
yeah.
Me too.
You know, there's just no question about it. And, I read an article... I don't remember where I was from. It's just something that, you know, I get a lot of stuff coming at me, like Terry does, like we all do. I guess the Undertakers have been getting pretty busy.
What do you mean? Yeah. What's that? I don't know anything about it.
A lot of people dying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people dying.
Yeah.
And... They had some really good stuff. The doctors are getting together. There's a bunch of them in. They had it on War Room. If you want to see an interesting episode of War Room, what the doctors are doing about this shit, about the mandate, go and watch the episodes from yesterday morning in War Room. They jumped all over it in the morning. They had the doctors on there. They had three doctors in there. They're fighting back. They're starting to push back. They formed a group, and this is internationally that are going back because, you know, the medical profession, the AMA and everybody, and of course, Big Pharma, they're all, you know, they're all wed to each other. They are making it extremely difficult, if not impossible, for anybody to get ivermectin or...
They don't want to give it to anybody. Carry on the story.
Yeah, well, they're basically telling doctors if you do it, you're not going to be a doctor.
Yes.
And you can't treat your patients. They got doctors on there that have treated thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of patients with the early intervention with those things, and they've had zero deaths. Zero.
Right.
And yet the pharmaceutical companies putting pressure on the AMA to stop it.
They're getting told that if they actually try to treat anyone with anything other than Fauci's remdesivir, they'll lose their medical license.
And the remdesivir is causing major kidney and cardiac problems, and they're getting 20% override extra money for using the remdesivir, and that stuff's real expensive anyway. The hospitals are getting a 20% premium for ordering it and using it. But see, they're threatening them. They're threatening the hospital, saying if you let doctors do this, we're going to cut off all your Medicare and Medicaid money from the feds. That's the way they're trying to put a stop to them doing things. So the doctors there, if you want to read something, go find the link for War Room. And it's warroom.org, I believe. You can go find it. They're everywhere. I mean, they're on Rumble and everything else. So you just go find the episodes from yesterday morning and listen to it. There's 2 hours, and they spent almost the complete 2 hours interviewing the doctors and talking about it and letting them describe what they're doing. They put together a manifesto, which they've posted. But they're going after the whole community that's trying to stop the doctors. They said they're effectively telling us we can't be doctors and treat our patients. They're interfering in the doctor-patient relationship.
Right. They're telling them they can't be doctors and treat their patients, or else they can't be doctors and treat their patients. Damned if you do and damned if you don't.
But if you want to get some good information on that, that would be some time well spent listening to the War Room from yesterday morning. And now they're going after Peter Navarro, finally, and because of all the stuff he's done on War Room and everything he's exposed about all the corruption and everything, and now they're going after him. But Navarro just released his new book yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, things the speed with which things are happening is accelerating dramatically. That's how you can tell.
Well, they surely aren't reporting a whole lot of it.
Well, of course not. That's why you listen to things like War Room and stuff. I watch War Room morning and afternoon every day. And Mike Lindell is really starting to get some traction. You know, he has a program on Frank Speech, Lindell TV, every night at 6 o'clock Central. And he wasn't on the program tonight. The Brandon House, who was on there, he played some stuff from Dr. Frank and stuff. But Lindell is down in Florida. Lindell has been meeting with legislators, attorneys general, and secretaries of state from various states, a lot of red states that thought they were fine, didn't have any corruption. And when he is showing them what actually happened, that even were in the states where Trump won, he's showing them the nitty-gritty statistics of all the fraud that went on. They're all jumping on board and starting to set up audits. He's already been out to six states. He's got a whole bunch more. He said he's been being welcomed with open arms. But tonight he wasn't able to do the show because he was meeting with the officials in Florida. So he's sparking all the stuff to get enough states going with the forensic audits, but also to get enough states to go in on the lawsuit that he's going to take to the Supreme Court, to quo warranto. lawsuit. He wants to have enough states participating in it so the Supreme Court can't ignore it, because if the Supreme Court ignores
right.
that, then if the Supreme Court blows that off, the guns will come out. No doubt in my mind.
I don't know what's it going to take.
If something's got to give,
I keep saying something, this, and the guns are going to come out, and they never come out.
Well,
I don't understand.
Not yet.
I don't understand what's going to take to get people, you know, I mean, they mask your children or your wife, your spouse. You can't go places. They're trying to make you get poked. They're trying to control your life. They shut down your businesses. What the hell is it going to take?
I think, you know, right now, this has only happened in a very blue state, which is Ohio, okay? The schools in Ohio are forced vaccinating the children in the schools without the parents' consent or knowledge. They try that shit in a red state, that'll do it.
That's not going to fly over very well. So.
No. Another thing that on Lindell's, on Frank's speech, if you bring up Frank's speech and then they've got the main screen and then just below it they've got, blocks where there's different information, recordings and stuff like that. The first one down on the right-hand side, in fact, I'm going to bring it up here so I can make sure you got the proper information. Okay. The very first thing, what happened in your state? It's just frankspeech.com. You scroll down to stuff, and it says, what happened in your state? When you click on that, the 2020 truth, okay, then the big lie, the 2020 general election. You go up on the bar above, and you click on by state, and there's a drop-down menu. You find your state. And I'm just gonna do mine, okay. And then you go to Texas. Mine is Texas, okay. The big lie was Trump won by 5,000,890. The truth was he won by 6,000,360. Okay, but below that, all the stuff, you know, he talked about the PCAPs, how they got all the data from the packet captures. They've got it all broken out by county. Okay, I'm in Collin County, Texas. Okay, and Collin County Elections Administrator. I don't want to run it down here so I can read it. The big lie in Collin County, where I am in Texas, and we voted for Trump, and he won. Okay, but 200... Trump votes, 252,000, but actually he got 272,000. Even they cheated even in the states where Trump won, but they took 40,652 votes from Trump. Biden in Collin County. Yeah.
They got to try to make it as real as possible. You know?
Yeah. Dallas County, what the election results were, the lie, Trump got 307,000, just over 307,076. The actual that he got was 560,000.
Yeah.
That's 76,000 votes flipped in Dallas County.
One county,
yeah. There is, statewide, there was 1,000,000 votes flipped. There was 1,000,000 flipped in Florida. There was 1,000,000 flipped in Texas. But all the data is on frankspeech.com. If you guys want to go and look at it, you can look up your county.
Yeah, I have.
I looked up North Carolina.
Yeah.
Terry,
you guys...
Ridiculous.
What?
I'm gonna go to North Carolina and Cherokee County. Cherokee County, they stole 1,362 votes.
And we only have 27,000 people in the entire Cherokee County, which is the whole western portion of this state. It's huge. But we only have 27,000 people in this whole county. That's a big number for that amount of people. Okay.
Well, according
and
to the certified results, 12,628 is what Trump got. Oh, in reality, it was 13,309.
Right. See, we know here in North Carolina, except for those dimwits in Raleigh and stuff, the red or the blues, but everybody else, we know, yes, you know, Trump won our state, and Cooper waited till the last possible second to call it for Trump. And the only reason he did, because he's completely owned by China, is that he didn't win either, our governor. And he knew if he didn't call it for Trump, the people of North Carolina would have revolted and demanded a recount. But if he called it for Trump, then that would placate everybody. And he's crossing his fingers that we don't demand an audit. But I have signed several petitions calling for a forensic audit, and so has everyone I know and the people in my family. As far as I know, they signed them too.
Well, there's going to be a lot of audits. But like I say, what Mike Lindell is doing right now, and see, I keep up with what he's doing for a very good reason, because I want to see how things are blossoming out from the cyber symposium. They did get representatives at the cyber symposium from all 50 states.
Yeah,
and
I saw when I
last
watched it, was 47, and it went up from there. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yep, they got them all. They
I
got
watched
them all
every
at the
minute
end.
Of it.
I did, too.
I watched every minute.
But there's a lot of them that got together, and they're all talking amongst themselves to a great degree. And like he said, he's finding out that he's going into these, and, you know, that opened the door. Now, when he goes in and talks to them, they sit down and they look at the details of what he's presenting to them, and they've even had a crew, and Michael Lindell is paying for all this. They've even gone out and done some canvassing in some of these places, some of these states, and just in a very short amount of time with just a group of like 50 people going out and doing canvassing, they've shown them about the ghost voters and everything in some of these states, and they're going, we had no idea. We thought we had clean elections here. And like he said, nobody's got clean elections. Every single state in the country was hacked, and it was changed. That doesn't mean that Trump didn't win anything. It's just... But the whole key to it is we got to get rid of these machines. You got to go back to paper ballots, period.
Right. I mean, I got told that I could not demand to be taken off the voter rolls in Dodge County, Georgia, without a Georgia driver's license. And I'm like, I don't live in Georgia. I live in North Carolina. And you have been notified by our Secretary of State that I am a registered voter in North Carolina. I have relinquished my Georgia driver's license because I have one in North Carolina, but they will not remove me from the Georgia voter roll unless I produce a Georgia driver's license.
Well, I think Stacey Abrams has got something to do with that.
Yeah, you think? And that's seven members of my family. You know, so somebody's voting in our name, canceling our vote out where we are. And then there was the California
problem.
California early voting for the recall on Gavin Newsom, and then voting to vote in Larry Elder. Well, all kinds of people yesterday, elderly people mostly, went to vote in person, early voting, and they were told, you already voted. And they said, no, we didn't.
Yeah.
You know, and they're
and
like, well,
and
our
all the ones making complaints were Republicans as well.
Right. And they're being told, well, our records say you did, and so you can't vote. And so these people demanded a provisional ballot. Well, here's the problem with that. That's okay. You can get your provisional ballot. Then the whoever's in charge of the precinct, the voting precinct, they get to make a personal decision as to who you really voted for and how
yeah,
do you think
the
that's going to come.
Right, exactly.
Right, and then this one guy that went, and he's a big vocal patriot anyway, he gets there, and the same thing happened to him, and, or no, that wasn't it. He went to vote, and every time he tried to vote for the recall, it wouldn't take it, and he kept pushing it and pushing it and pushing it, and it wouldn't take it. So he calls over the worker there, and the worker finally gets the machine to take his vote. And then he said, well, now where do I vote for Larry Elder? And it took 8 tries to make the vote count for Larry Elder.
Yeah.
Now, how many voters are going to stand there and go through all that?
Yeah, I read a post that somebody had put up about a foreign national that flew into the country and went down and voted.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
Well, yeah. Somebody just flew in from another country and just went down and voted.
That's insane.
I mean, that's California. Yeah, that's California. You don't need
well,
to prove who you are. All you got to do is just say, I'm here to vote.
They just announced... California, Los Angeles County, and I forwarded this to you, Jesse. They are beginning forced vaccination of the kids in the schools, age 12 and over. And when the parents objected, the school board members voted unanimously to go against
yeah,
the parents. And they said, I do not see this as your choice or my choice. I see this as a community necessity. That means people have to do things they're not comfortable with, they're not sure of, that may even contain some risk. In other words, your kids aren't yours, they're ours, and we're going to do whatever
yeah.
we want.
Yeah, well, they tried to do that in Carolina, too. It didn't go over.
Yeah. People have to pull their kids out of school. They got to pull their kids out of school. That's all there is to it.
Absolutely.
Anywhere they're doing that, they need to just shut down the schools.
Exactly. I told my grandkids to walk out. I said, if you feel threatened in any way that they're going to make you take a vaccination or anything like that, if I told, you know, for Haley and Luke, they're young, I'm like, you march out your little butt out of that classroom, down to the office, demand that they call your parents. Teenagers, you walk off the school grounds. And if you don't have a way home, you got cell phones.
Yeah. It's amazing to me. It just really is
yeah,
amazing.
It really is. Really is.
Yeah.
Well, up in Iowa, in Iowa, they sued to block the mandate signed by, or the block, you know, the governor of Iowa blocked things, and they took it to court, and federal district judge ruled, said overturn it. They can vaccinate the kids. Because we've got kids with disabilities. We have kids with disabilities, including Down syndrome, that are at risk if people aren't wearing a mask. I can just imagine if my daughter was in a situation like that. Between my ex-wife, her mother, and me, no, that ain't going to happen. But, you know, we live in a different world now, everybody, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. And we've talked about this for a long time. We've, you know, Jesse, Terry, myself, all of us have been warning about this coming, and we've always said, and I've said hundreds, if not thousands of times on these calls over the last couple of years. Actually, it's been longer than that, but just even in the last couple of years. Don't know exactly when the crap's going to hit the fan. Don't know exactly what it's going to look like when it gets here. Don't know how long it's going to last or anything else. But it's just a matter of time. Well, everybody that's been listening to us, you can't say you haven't been warned numerous times by me, if not anyone else.
No kidding. You think it's a conspiracy theory now? How about conspiracy analyst? How about conspiracy fact? There's no such thing as a conspiracy theory to begin with. The CIA made that up to cover up what they were doing. All you have to do is look around. If you can't see it, well, you're a moron. And, you know, you'll be missed when you drop dead from that jab, whether it's 6 months from now or 3 years from now.
Yeah, there's the Undertakers are going to be very busy going forward.
Yeah, they already are.
They already are.
So many deaths, it's unbelievable. All over the world, not just.
Yeah. Well, you know, of all the things that I've just heard today in my running, is Israel, the highest, most vaccinated population in the entire planet, has the highest infection and death rate of anywhere on the planet.
Exactly.
And they announced today they were going to start a long-term study. And this reporter said, what in the world, after you've already vaccinated 85% of the population, you're going to go into a study and then realize, oh, shit, we're in trouble. Well, what are you going to do then?
Start digging holes, bury people.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. I'm as serious as a heart attack.
You know,
they're going to have more gravestones than they are live citizens pretty soon.
People don't understand that this is the plan coming to fruition that's been out there for a long time, the depopulation of the earth. Because you notice it's not just happening in the U.S. Right.
The virus hoax was just the means to deliver the kill shot. The vaccine is the kill shot.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
The pandemic, the virus, is the fear. There was never a COVID-19 virus. It has yet
never is one.
To be shown.
Yeah.
There
never,
isn't
never
one.
Isolated.
There never has been.
Yep.
So they have managed to take a common cold and turn it into a pandemic of fear in order to get people to line up for the gas chamber, which is the vaccine, okay? It isn't any different than getting on a train heading for Auschwitz. That's what you're doing.
Yep.
This might be a three-year trip.
Yep, it's self-inflicted.
And here's another thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanna tell people one thing. This is really important. If your employer is trying to enforce the fake president's idiotic mandate, first of all, the federal government and this
the mandate, doesn't happen. He can't mandate. He can't create laws. It has to go through Congress. It has to go through. There's a lot that has to happen.
Even,
this is all bullshit anyway.
Even if Congress did pass a law, there is no law, okay? Absolutely no law. But even if they did, you need to go back to school, to your civics. The federal government has zero authority and jurisdiction over any of us. Neither do our governors. Neither does law enforcement unless you're actually breaking a law. Laws can only be made by legislative bodies. Mandates are nothing but demands made by the unauthorized. So if your employer tries to demand that you be vaccinated or lose your job, do not quit.
Quit.
You simply tell them, I will not comply, I will not resign, I will not quit, you will have to officially fire me. Now, there's good reason for that. First off, if you quit or they intimidate you into voluntarily leaving the premises after you've gone to clock in or report for work, then you cannot sue them for wrongful termination and you can't file for unemployment. But if you force, that's why they don't want to fire you. If they fire you, you're eligible for unemployment. Now, the other thing is, for anybody who's, and we have checked into it, we have confirmed this, it is absolutely true. If you're even thinking about doing that vax, when it does kill you or when you do start getting horrendous side effects, your medical insurance, whether it's private or VA or Medicare or Medicaid, whatever kind of medical insurance you have, they don't have to cover you. And if you die, your life insurance will not pay. Why? Because the cause of death and the cause of illness was voluntary. You voluntarily participated in an experimental program by taking that vaccine. So anything, any adverse effects that come from it, the insurance company already has their disclaimers in your policy. You need to go read that.
Yeah, and anybody tells you that the Pfizer vaccine has been FDA approved, that's blatant lie. It is still under the emergency use authorization. The so-called vaccine that has been approved hasn't even been manufactured yet. It hasn't been out there. So
it's
for anybody that doesn't know that, you need to be aware.
Well, you know, I don't know what's going to have to happen, but we should, I want to call a firm that here will sue people. They're suing the federal government, Fauci, but I want to get together a national class action lawsuit. The problem is picking a jurisdiction, right? So if I get Dave and Terry and, you know, Larry and Joe and Schmuck and whatever from all over the United States as a class action, it's just, you know, Jesse would be the first plaintiff, the lead plaintiff, and then class action on behalf of the people. But how do you, you know, how do you pick a jurisdiction for that? Yes.
Well, I don't know. I do have a list.
You know, to be honest with you, talk to, what's her name? The lawyer from down here in Texas. Sidney Powell.
Yeah. Listen, I have a list. I'm going to share it out. I can't tonight because I already sent out a mass email. Maybe tomorrow. I have a list of the lawyers and law firms in all 50 states willing to fight back on the mask and the vaccine. So that's the first step.
I want to start a class action lawsuit against Biden himself,
remember,
Fauci, because basically what they did is lied to the public.
But, Jesse, one thing you got to keep in mind, I'm all for that idea, by the way, except one thing we have to keep in mind before doing that and fix this hurdle before you file it is the Ramirez hurdle over the Article 3 standing, because if your class members cannot show, like me, any harm from the mask mandates or the vaccine mandates, then I wouldn't have standing because I've never put a mask on my face. I don't have an employer. I haven't been harmed by that. So you got to be careful with the wording and make sure that...
Well, listen, it's not based on any of that. That's where your assumption is wrong. The lawsuit is based on the fact that nobody has has shown anybody, no doctor here, no virologist, nobody can say, here's the COVID-19 virus. So where is this virus? You sue them and you say, where is the virus? Why are these mandates in place to begin with? So now you're lying to the public. You're coercing the public, okay? And then you start through your discovery and tying in, you know, the Chinese with what's the space. And, you know, it has nothing to do with, oh, the mask hurt me or the vaccine hurt me. It's, you're lying. Basically, it's like a RICO lawsuit. You're all basically coerced, you know what I mean? But it has to be put together properly so you can go in and it just doesn't get dismissed. And it's going to be, you know, it's something that basically you're saying you've lied to the people, just like the President of the United States lied to the United States public to coerce them into getting it by saying the FDA approved it. It's not FDA approved. You're a liar. Now, how many people are being harmed or will be harmed in the future? We don't know. That's only through discovery you're going to find out who took this jab and died because of it.
Right.
Exactly. But no, you have deaths because of the jab. You can prove those deaths.
Right.
So
yeah. And how many
kids? You're lying and misdirecting, you are hurting the American public. That's my point.
And how many children failed last year in school because of not being able to attend school? How many children were harmed by the masks?
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So it's not anything that I'm damaged. It's you're damaging the entire country.
It's the non-existence of the virus itself. That's the basis of it.
Yes. So there's no existence.
The
just like
lockdowns,
in Alberta, Canada.
The loss of jobs. There were a lot of businesses lost over it, and businesses that are closing now because they can't get employees. We have a lot of here that are now only open two or three days a week.
You guys know I have a couple of businesses. You guys know this. It's not a big secret.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So, all right, so do all my friends. So I make it a rule in this world to always be the dumbest guy in my group. All right? If you're the smartest guy in your group, you're in the wrong group. Period of story, because you're never learning. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So while we have a great group here, Terry, you're a little sharper than I am on certain things. Dave's some sharper on certain things. You know, John's sharper. Larry, you know, all of us have our sharp points. And at the end of the day, we all learn from each other, but that's exactly what it is. So remember, I have a lot of friends that have businesses. I always try to deal with business people, you know, that just gigantic businesses. One of my friends had like 130 employees. He got around the mandate by starting a separate corporation, moving over his shipping and everything over to that other corporation. So now he's got like 96 employees in one and 37 or whatever on the other, 47, whatever.
Exactly.
And he's done. There he is. He just went around the mandate. Done. It's over. His employees didn't want it. I mean, there's a million ways to do it. But the problem that is happening in this country is just to tell you guys so you guys have an idea. So normally when we ship in containers from Weihai, China, my full container generally costs me $4,000 to $6,000. Right now it's a bidding war. The last container that I didn't bring it in because I don't have a container coming in until November. And I might cancel the whole damn thing and just shut the whole goddamn operation down because I'm not going to do it, and I'll tell you here in a minute. But another one, my buddy Scott owns a used office furniture business, and he sells new furniture in there too. He brings it all in from Vietnam, and he brings it from China. And he says the last container he just bid on last week cost him $26,000. Well, there wasn't that much there wasn't that much in furniture inside the container.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's so many things going on. While you guys are really aware of, like, you know, the general thing that was going on, and I'm keeping up with the vaccine stuff, obviously, blah, blah, and I'm going to tell you guys something, and, you know, I'm going to share this with you because I'm working on it, and I've been working on it on my own because every time I try to count on somebody, it never works, so I just do it myself. But my point is that's happening. Ships my last container sat for 46 days off the coast of Los Angeles, not unloaded. Right now, I have a tracker. I can send you it's fun to watch because you'll see there's 56 boats sitting out there. They've been there for 30, 40, 50 days. Nobody's unloaded them. Okay? So there is something happening.
Well, is that because of a lack of longshoremen or what?
It's a lack of – everybody blames everything on COVID. See, that's what I mean. I want to sue because I know for a fact that there's no such thing as COVID. And that's, you saw the whole story in Canada, right, with Alberta, Canada, where the guy brought in the minister of health and blah, blah, blah. And basically got everything eradicated, and they reduced it to a COVID-19, to a flu. And no more mandates, no
right.
more anything. You saw that, right? You know that. Okay. So
yeah.
we can
yeah.
do the same here. All you got to do is bring it, and you got to have an honest judge, which is the second hardest hurdle. So to me, the lawsuit's
yeah.
fine, but you got to have a judge that'll listen, that's really honest and really wants to be neutral, right? And do
well,
his duty.
So that goes in line with your choosing the correct venue.
Exactly.
Right.
The jurisdiction is very, very important. So my point, again, is that there's so much happening outside of the scope of what we look at that I can share with you guys. It'd blow you away. And, you know, these ships are coming from China. So then they say, well, we want you to quarantine for 2 weeks. Well, now you're sitting there 2 weeks. Well, you know, the next vessel comes in, and, hey, we want you to quarantine for 2 weeks. And, hey, we want you to quarantine for 2 weeks. And we want you – next thing you know, nobody's doing anything. Nothing's getting unloaded, okay? So now our local shipping, I'm going to give you an example. You know, we manufacture rods and reels. So Cody calls me this morning and says, Dad, I got to keep you posted because I don't want you to get all pissed off at me thinking I wasn't doing something because Cody knows the way I am. I'm the kind of like – the kind of person who likes to plan 6 months in ahead, right? Well, he says –
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so he ordered – you know, December of last year, he ordered – shit, I'm going to tell you how many. I don't even know. It's that many he ordered. It's 18 bundles, I think, of 50. So, and these are shipping tubes. So there's 900 shipping tubes that he ordered that are 8 foot long cardboard tubes. We order the tubes and the caps, and they make them at the mill for us, right? Well, he got a call today from the mill, says we have no paper. Your order's next, but we can't give you an ETA of when we're going to manufacture tubes. And he says, you know, we've been with this company 6 years. He says, is this, you know, industry-wide? And they said, yep. So Cody got on a scramble trying to find anybody who had tubes already made and just buy everything he can get his hands on, you know. But so that's, I mean, these are things that are affecting our country that people don't realize. And I'm just a small business, right? I only do $1.5 million or $2 million, $3 million in sales a year. I don't want to be big. It just employs my son, my brother-in-law, and me. That's it. We don't need a bunch of people, right? So that is part of what I'm talking about, that there's so much that nobody's really paying attention to, right? So you said employees. So Kent Biggs, one of my best friends, lives right there in Tennessee by Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, and he sent me a sign yesterday from a restaurant outside, a big billboard, and it says, if you can breathe, you're hired. That's how bad shit is. Okay, today I went to lunch. I took my mother-in-law and my wife to Chili's for lunch because I was out and about. And as soon as you walk in, there's a sign that says, I'm going to read it to you because I took a picture of it. I'm going to tell you exactly what it says right here. Due to staffing, wait times may be longer than usual. We do apply for any inconvenience to the management. Okay? So this is a higher echelon, okay? Dave, this is like where you and I ate in Texas, that area, a little bit higher dollar place, right? Lake Nona is a little higher. This is where the big medical city
Texas
is.
Roadhouse.
This is where all the But I'm talking about the area. It's a higher dollar place. You know, it's a
right.
And so right down the street from my house, the same thing. Lake Nona is, you know, where all the ritzy people are. There's a Tesla every other car, a Ferrari, a Mercedes. I mean, there's a lot of money around here. They can't even get goddamn people to work for $15 an hour at Chili's. It was Chili's. You know, this is the shit that's happening everywhere. So
and
I'm
going
to go to a complete different industry. Yeah, so I'm going to a whole industry. Mercury Marine, one of my sponsors, when I fish my tournaments. Well, I've been waiting on a propeller since last October. This 1 year now, in another 3 weeks, because I can't get any props made. My motor needs a fuel management system replaced because it's faltering, and we see it faltering on the computer, and I've been waiting 3 months for it. This is the shit that I'm saying, that it's not affecting any one thing. That entire planet is being affected by that administration on every level. And so where do we, when we say, where do you draw the line? Okay, I'll give you another example. I mean, listen, they're all over around me, and I'm in business, so I'm dealing with shit every day. I go to DMV this morning, 9:45 appointment. I walk in, blah, blah, blah. My girl's not there. Jennifer, I look around. She's not there. There's two people in the DMV, two. Jennifer is the manager. She runs the whole place. She usually sees me, waves me right on in. She doesn't, you know, she's a pretty cool cat, older gal. And she's like us, so she hates the system and all shit and the bullshit and everything. So I have to wait my turn. I walk up. Ikar is her name, Muslim lady, you know, full Muslim, super nice gal. We're yapping. I said, hey, what the hell's going on around here? She goes, nobody wants to work. She said that to me. Now, here's a full Muslim woman. And I looked her in the face and I said, well, I didn't vote for him. And she goes, me neither. I about broke out laughing. Right? So, you know, there's 50 people and then there's two people working. That's it. And if I wouldn't have had an appointment, I'd have been there who knows how long. But I looked at her loudly and I said, well, I didn't vote for him. And she looked right at me and says, me neither, with a big grin, you know.
I don't personally know anybody except for one person in California who did.
Well, so my wife's mad at me, and I'll tell you guys, I'm up to some stuff. And she's mad at me, you know, Danny Dave, and she's mad at me because I'm very upfront, very forward, very, you know, as a matter of fact kind of person. That's just the way I was always raised. So I told my wife that we need to start a movement in this country that basically says, you fucktards, excuse my French, whoever's on this call, got us in this mess.
I like it.
Okay? Yeah, you fucktards got us in this mess. So from now on, I don't give a damn if it's your brother, your cousin, your uncle, your aunt. If they voted blue, you don't talk to them. You cut them the hell out of your life. End of story. If he's your friend, I don't care who he is. Because right now, Cody, my son, has two friends, a couple, and the couple's mom and dad won't let their own son and grandchildren come to their house unless they're jabbed.
Oh, boy.
And guess what they're doing? They're getting the jab. And I'm like,
Oh, no.
Don't you understand? Yes. I said, don't you understand, with all due respect, your parents are the problem? They are the problem. You need to just cut them off. I'm sorry.
Until they wake the hell up.
Yeah.
If the parents already got jabbed, they don't want to be around them anyway because they're going to shed.
Yes,
they're
going to
shed.
I keep telling them that. They don't listen, Terry.
And then their kids are going to be sterile.
Yep. So anyway, so I want to start a movement called Cut Them Off. Literally, cutemoff.com. If you voted blue,
sort of like
the old fallacy,
Brandon Stroika, with
the old fallacy,
walk out.
You know, we're friends, right? We're friends. And, you know, you're not supposed to discuss politics. We're all beyond that shit. You fucked this whole thing up. You need to be held accountable. End of story.
Yep.
Period. It's just like the lady here in Deland. She says, if you voted for Biden, don't eat at my restaurant. Leave. And she does. And the restaurant is full 24/7.
Yeah, I love that gal.
She was on the news.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
So
she had to close
because
they ran out of food.
Yeah. They ran out of food.
You know, so
nothing flat.
At what point does America say, I'm done? You know, I'm not listening to him. I'm only hiring non-vaccinated people. I'm only hiring anybody who voted red. I don't give a shit what you think. If you're a Democrat, you're fired. You're literally like a Nazi. You're out of here. We're not going to tolerate you anymore. Friends, family, whoever it is, we need to just start cutting people off. And when that happens, enough times in this country, and I don't care, it's going to split families. Guess what? The Civil War split families. There's a lot of shit that splits families. But if we don't take a stand as people, this is why we're getting our heads run over, because we don't take a stand. Everybody just accepts shit for shit, and they know that. And I'm tired of getting shit on. You know, I'm just tired of it.
Jesse, my sister informed me I can no longer be her sister, and I'm the only one in the family who's even spoken to her for the last 40 years because nobody likes her. But she's decided I can't be her sister because I don't support Biden and the whole globalist thing. You know, I'm a wackadoodle because I don't support that. And you know what? I respect her choice. So now she has no one. And I'm sure she took the jab. And I'm never going to step foot in California anyway. And she's not well enough now to leave. So
well,
I know what you're saying.
We have to shut them off. We literally have to cut them off. Business owners have to say, oh, are you Democrat? Yeah, bye. You know, here's what I liken the vaccine to, okay? These passports and these things that are all bullshit. So if I'm a business owner that caters to the public, okay, and here's a perfect example. Last week, I nixed the contract on Thursday. I was going to take over and buy a marina here locally in town. That's always been my dream. Little chef, little cook, little tackle store, a marina. That's always been my retirement dream. So, you know, Dave, just go hang out, talk shit with fishermen, do whatever.
Yep.
I love that stuff, right? So I love that stuff, man. So I thought, you know, I'm going to buy this thing. It's a pretty good price. I've known the owner for 25 years. His son's named Cody, just like mine. They're 28, both of them. I've seen them both grow up, blah, 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 whatever. Well, I got on the city meeting for the county last week, and we're going over all this crap. And I thought to myself, you know, with this vaccine mandate, I know I have DeSantos. I know our governor's a good governor. He's fighting, blah, blah, blah. I says, but you know what? If I open up a business that caters to the public, I'm going to get shot or I'm going to shoot somebody. Because I'm going to have a sign. I really am.
Yep.
I'm going to have a sign that says, if I think you're gay, you better put a mask on because I don't want to catch AIDS. I'm not kidding you. If you're black, I'm going to assume you're a crackhead. I don't want you in my store. And if you don't have a vaccine passport, get the hell out of here. And when they ask me, what the hell is all that other stuff? Well, shit, wait a minute. If I can discriminate against anybody who's not vaccinated, I can discriminate against anybody for whatever reason I feel in the store. Prove me different. Because it's all discrimination. If I see two guys holding hands, I say, hey, boys, stay 20 feet away from me, put a mask on. Why? Well, you might have AIDS. You might have Hep C. You might have whatever, chlamydia. I don't know what the hell you have. I don't want it. So, you know, that's the paranoia that they're trying to put into people, which is a crock of shit. And that's my whole point. I don't want to get in that position. And I literally nixed the contract.
Yeah.
I told my wife, I can't do it. I
and
lost all of my sleep over it.
It's
not right.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, you know, about what you're talking about there. I think most people have heard me mention somewhere along the line that both of my brothers are retired cops.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I've had many people through the years that have known that have asked me, well, how come you didn't become a cop? Well, my main response to that was I don't like getting shot at. But the other thing is, I don't have the patience that my brothers have to put up with the BS, and I'd end up killing somebody right away.
That's
so there's
two good
reasons why I didn't become a cop. I wouldn't have the patience to deal with the bullshit that my brothers have dealt with. And my older brother ended up killing a guy 11 months on the police force. He ended up killing a guy, but the guy tried to kill him first.
Well, that's okay. That's fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. Take him out. But listen, I'm going to give you some disappointing news. You couldn't be a cop anyway because your IQ is too high.
Exactly.
So they wouldn't let you. You don't qualify for the 100 and a quarter and under.
Yeah.
Okay? No, do you know this, Dave?
I'm very aware of that. Yeah.
Okay, I'm making
Finish your story about the marina. What happened? What you're doing?
Nothing. I had to back out. I called Karen over. I said, Karen, where do I send my non-interest list or non-interest contract? And she goes, why? Why all of a sudden we need you? I'm like, I'm out. And I told her flat out.
Yeah.
I said, this mask crap and this stuff. Listen, I am too forward of a person. And if I'm going to have to put up with this kind of crap from the county, I'm just not going to do it. I don't need your business. I don't need it. And I told her, I don't mean to brag. If I do nothing the rest of my life, zero, I'm fine. I'm good. I don't owe anybody shit. I'm good. I'm fine. You know, I don't need the headache. I'm not buying a job that comes under your terms and your conditions. I don't want a job. I'm 54 years old. I haven't had a job since I was freaking 25 years old. I don't want a job, you know. And I'm definitely not going to run under your conditions with all these guidelines and all this COVID shit and all that. It's all bullshit. Every bit of it's bullshit. And you're not going to sell me the horseshit. It's not fair. I'm not going to do it. God, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It just, Girl, you have no clue. You just have no clue.
No. I hate that statement. I'm sorry you feel that way. It should be, maybe I need, the response should be, maybe I should think heavy on what you just said.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they can't think for themselves. Just remember the IQ thing. I mean, when people don't believe me, then I show them, they go, holy shit. You know, servicemen and police officers, they don't want IQs over a buck, and you're too smart. You won't be useful to the system is exact logic behind that case. That was an actual case here in the United States.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you won't blindly
follow. You're not useful to the
orders.
System, meaning you're not useful idiots, so you're no good.
Yeah, you won't blindly follow orders that are immoral and or blatantly illegal.
Yeah.
Well, my older brother did something. Yeah, my older brother John did something years ago that surprised an awful lot of people. See, you know, he and I are more alike than Tom and I are alike. Tom was a hippie, my younger brother.
Good for him.
He turned and he turned 70 this month. But John got promoted to captain. He basically went into the officer ranks, and he got so tired of the BS, he turned his captain's badge in and wanted to go back out on the street. And Paul Harvey even picked up on that and told that story on one of his episodes. This is many years ago, obviously, but yeah, John said, I can't stand the bureaucratic BS here. He says, I want to go out in the street where I can actually do something good for people.
Yeah, there you go. You know, but there's a lot going on anyway. You know, police union, there's 900 officers ready to walk out. I mean, there's a lot going on. What was the name of that county? It was, Jesus, it's a real popular city name, but it's the name of the county in Missouri. Anyway, every single officer resigned. They had nobody there. They were scrambling because they had nobody.
Oh, it was near Branson somewhere. I can't remember.
Branson, yeah, so near Branson. Yeah. And then there's another problem here in New York today. There was they were turning away pregnant women. They couldn't deliver babies because 30 of the nurses quit because they weren't getting the jab. So what's going to happen is going to have more people that just quit. Today I read an article that said 31% of the armed forces are saying no, and they're leaving. They're not taking the jab. They're out.
Yeah.
Because now they can get the honorable discharge. Yeah, well, they're getting the honorable discharge, so they're out of there, you know.
I see the profession of midwife coming back.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen either, you know, because it's, you don't have insurance and blah, 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 you know.
Regulations. Yeah, well, you got to be licensed, and you got to this, and you got to that, and you got to
do
this.
Yeah, it's not the old days, you know.
You got to believe that, and you have to take this. You know, I hear it.
You hear what I do.
Yeah, it's
well,
bad.
I'm dealing with
a bad
situation
in this country.
Yeah, well, I'm dealing with an interesting situation. The apartment complex where I live was just sold, and the new ownership took over 2 weeks ago, and it's unreal what's going on here. They painted, there was a lot of brick on the complex that I'm in. They painted everything, including the brick, white. This whole place, this is 322-unit complex, 7 buildings. It's a huge white elephant. And if you come and you look at the paint job that they did, they spray painted and stuff, you'd swear that they had a bunch of drunk teenagers that painted the place. There's white paint all over the sidewalks, the breezeway floors.
Really?
They painted the bushes. I mean, unreal. There was a big tree near the pool that was great for the people that live on the east side of the pool because the afternoon sun comes in here, and, you know, it gets hot in Dallas. And that gave all the people in the building on that side shade and everything. They just cut down the whole tree today. They didn't trim it. They just cut it down. and it didn't need to be cut down. They drained the pool, which the previous owners hadn't done anything with. They drained that, and they're instead of having the concrete around the pool, they're putting paving bricks in there. There's all sorts of stuff going on, and they've only been here 2 weeks. They've only had ownership 2 weeks.
That just sounds
I think we've gone from bad to worse, and I can't imagine what they are going to want to try and do with rents.
Jack and pack.
I don't know what's going on, but the place looks like a pig pen. They don't. There's all sorts of trash from painting stuff and everything else and other things around here. They don't pick it up. I actually went down and talked to the assistant manager 2 days after they took over just to find out what the deal was with paying the rent, because they didn't contact anybody or put any notices out or anything, figure out, you know, what we're supposed to do about paying rent. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing, but I'm not kidding you. The place looks like a bunch of drunk teenagers were turned loose with a bunch of equipment. It's unbelievable. Overspray everywhere on everything. Just unreal. I mean, paint bushes. And I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, somebody inadvertently gets up. I'm talking half of a whole bush just painted white.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. That's unbelievable. But, I think I'm gonna need to, you know, really be considering a relocation, because I think there's bad things coming down the line, because they're gonna do all the spray paint, the bushes and everything, and then say, okay, well, now, starting on your new lease, you're $200 a month higher. I don't think I'm going to do that. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in this country, guys. You know, some of us
none
are
of it's good.
By it. No, there's very little good that's happening right now in any place.
I'll agree with that.
So, but, you know, welcome to the new America. And the thing is, one of the things that we're looking at, you know, we talk about how, you know, so many of the good people are going to be the ones that exit the military. The people that got their heads screwed on straight, they're going to be the ones that jump out of the military. Well, what's that going to leave behind? And then what happens when we get into a kinetic war, because it ain't going to be long and China's going to make a move on Taiwan, and we have a defense agreement with them. Well, how do you think that's going to work out?
I know. Not good.
Not good.
Well,
not
Dave,
good.
I'll only disagree with one thing you said. It's not the new America. This is the real America that everybody was too damned asleep to notice.
Yep. Talking about it forever, and now it's finally shaping up to be exactly what he said. What we said it was going to be.
Yeah, and you know, I think I speak equally for both Terry and Jesse when I say this. You know, we hate to be right.
Yeah,
I don't hate to be right. I like to be right. Screw you.
Well, no, I mean about what's happening, what we've said.
Yeah.
We hate to be right on this. We wish that we would have been wrong, but
yes, exactly.
We were right. We've been right for years in what we've been saying.
The only thing I was wrong about is when I first got that silent weapons doc, and I knew damn well, you know, after checking it out and confirming and all that it was absolutely real and it was absolutely true. But I remember thinking, boy, am I glad this is never going to be able to happen and come to fruition and completion in my lifetime. I'm going
right
on record. Terry was absolutely wrong about that.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody has been stunned. I'm stunned. I'm sure everybody has been with the speed of which this has all happened.
Yeah.
That shows how well planned this has all been.
Exactly.
And that planning doesn't occur overnight. Planning doesn't occur in a week or two. That's years and decades of planning.
Yep.
That final plan was printed and disseminated to those in the know in May of 1979. So everything else, like I said, is just a component. But the plan itself, the final plan in that document, that government document, May of 1979.
Yeah, one other thing I want to mention, and I'm sure some of you are already aware of it, but I've been getting more and more information on an ongoing basis about issues with logistics and food supplies. We're starting to see a lot of empty shelf space in stores in various places.
We are too. Well, and you know what? I've said this before, but I heard a radio announcement when I was on my motorcycle riding around, had stereo going and radio going, and there was a trucking company somewhere up here that was offering $10,000 a week for anybody with a CDL license to come and work for them because it could not get any truckers.
Nope. Exactly right.
Yeah. Even,
anyway, guys,
even if there is food available.
But I got to roll.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Well, even if there is food available, it's a matter of getting it to where it can be sold.
Needs to go. And with the trucker striking and all the shit they did, which is good, by the way. I'm not beefing them in any way. I'm proud of them, actually.
Oh, no.
There's going to be more.
I support the truckers 100%. If, you know, we got to... We're stocked up, and we got hunters in the family and growers in the family, and I can make a feat out of just about nothing. So, you know, I support them 100%.
I got wild hogs in my backyard, deer and hogs and coons. So, you know, it's one bullet away from dinner. That's the way I look at it all.
Yep, exactly.
Fish,
we got them in the backyard, too.
Yeah, we're not going to go hungry here. But anyway, guys, I'm jumping off of here. I'm going to go take a shower and finally relax. It's been a long, long, long day. And it seems like it's just going to get worse. So, anyway, you guys have a great night. Dave, you need anything, you holler.
Well, you know what, Jesse, for what it's worth, you can tell Danny, I love her to pieces, but you're right. Not her, you.
On what now? Oh, yeah. I'll tell her.
Okay.
I will.
Well, we didn't have to do a disclaimer tonight. So,
no, ma'am. We're good.
That's the way it goes. But anyway, thanks to everybody for joining us tonight. And we'll be doing our next call in the middle of October. And
thank you.
And there will be a reminder for that, I promise.
Getting a reminder out, yep. So.
All righty, guys. God bless you all. Have a great week. And if you need anything, again, holler.
Yep, will do.
All righty. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Is there a webinar tomorrow?
I think there was one scheduled for tomorrow for Jesse.
I don't know.
We don't... Yeah, everybody check the schedule on the website. We only got two people with us, so check it out and do what we got to do. There's a lot of upheaval right now. So.
I won't be here in the daytime, so.
Yep. Okay. Well, everybody have a great week. Talk to
you Thursday.
Night call.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.